This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
I'm not up to date on this young stuff. Amen, amen. But I do know a little bit about Kevin Richardson.
Come on now.
Don't keep on.
Come on. Sing it.
Pushing me. You all know what I'm talking about.
That's true, Pastor. That's all right.
Just my fault. But if we can get all excited about that.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't do a thing to save you. We got rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And Newberg, what I want you to understand is you need to get excited about God.
Yes.
You need to get excited about what God has done.
Yeah.
Through his son.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
For God so loved the world.
Thank you.
That he gave his only.
Yeah.
Somebody shout only.
His only.
His only son.
Yeah.
That you through him might not perish. Thank you, sister, for helping me out.
Yeah.
You know I need some help. Y'all know I need some help up here sometimes. Wind short and back hurt, leg hurt. But we still got to do what we got to do.
That's right.
Amen. Even in the pain, there's still room to praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
Anybody here know how to praise God?
Yeah.
How many know your tears is just temporary?
Yeah.
How many know trouble don't last? This rich man, this boy had it. He was rich.
Rich.
Somebody shout rich.
Rich.
I mean, he had money.
Money.
He had substance. He had land. He had houses. He had servants. But can I tell you, stuff ain't everything.
Yeah.
Can I tell somebody, don't get hung up on stuff. Because you can have all the stuff in the world, and then your world can still be all messed up. Have all the money, but money can't buy happiness. Have all the money in the world, but it can't buy healing.
Yeah.
I wish I had a little help.
Yes.
You can't buy joy. No. Hey, man, you can have some fake friends. And how many know some of them folks that hang around you, they just hanging around you because of the stuff you got. Not that they really care about you, but they just there for your, somebody shout, stuff. And as long as you got something to hand out, as the old folks say, you always got a friend.
All right.
But oh, when your stuff runs out. Well, you be looking for folks then. You be wondering, where did they go? Well, they used to call, man. This fella has stuff. But the bad part about it, he didn't have God.
Right.
And stuff without God, that's just disaster.
Yes, sir.
And we got to let people know of all the stuff that you seek in life. The most important thing you can have is a relationship with God through His Son.
Yeah.
I wish I had a little.
Amen. Relationship.
I didn't say religion.
No.
Because how many know the church is full of religious folks?
Yeah.
Amen. You come in the church just because that's what you was taught to do. You come to church, amen, not because you love God, but amen, mom and dad made us. I wish I had a wizard or something here. But how many know it's all about your relationship with Him?
All right.
Amen. Not Him just loving you, but you also loving Him.
Yeah.
Love Him enough where nobody got to make you. But you do it because you want to love. You sacrifice.
Yes.
Amen. Not to impress others, but you do it because you love Him. Because He first. I wish I had a witness of it. Anybody want to thank God that He first loved you?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I was young and crazy out there. Church was the last thing on my mind. But I'm glad that when I wasn't thinking about Him, anybody want to praise God that when you wasn't thinking about Him, He was thinking about you? I love it, D. When Jesus was hanging out there, He said, Father, forgive them. Amen. And even though I wasn't there, He had me in mind.
Yeah.
I wish I had a witness up in here.
Yeah.
I get excited when I think about stuff like that. He had me in mind when He shed His blood out there on the hill. He had me in mind when He went down in the grave and got up early.
Yeah, Reverend.
Come on now. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Something gets excited. Got to let men know that the most important thing is you need to seek and have a relationship with God. Amen. This rich man, he didn't have a relationship with God. And guess what?
What?
Somebody say what?
What?
It showed up in his life.
Yes.
How many know what's on the inside? Shows up on the outside.
Yeah.
I don't care how good it looks.
All right.
Amen. What's on the inside? How many know it'll show up on the
outside?
Yeah.
I don't care how much you say you love me.
Right.
But if your action.
Yes, sir.
Your actions don't show it.
No.
Amen. You just lying to me.
Right.
Amen. Talking about you love me.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't feed me.
No.
Y'all know I love to eat.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. You did a good job today.
Amen.
Yeah, y'all do. Y'all saw enough these y'all pastors. Amen. God bless y'all heart. And I thank God that he put women around me that can cook.
Right, Lord.
Yes, indeed. But you say you love. But you don't do the thing that justified and demonstrated.
That's right. That's
something
right.
Wrong with that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah, it is cheap.
The Bible says he was rich. He dressed in his fine clothes. Amen. He fared well. Amen. But there was this poor man that just laid at his gates. All he wanted was the crumb
That's right.
that fell from his table.
That's right.
And this man, he was so mean till he couldn't even give the beggar the crumb. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
It's something when dogs can be more kind. It's something when dogs can be more friendly.
All right.
I wish I had a witness up in here. It's something when dogs got more God in them.
Yes.
Than you do.
Yeah. I'm a,
that's something, dude. He wasn't given the crumbs, but every now and then, the word said the dog would go over and lick his soul. That's amazing. But the word goes on and says that the rich man died, the beggar died. He died and he was carried and put in the bosom of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The rich man died and he was buried. And the word says in hell.
All right.
Woo. I wish I had a witness up in here.
Yes, Lord.
He lifted up his eyes.
All right.
What did he discover? First of all, that death is a reality.
All right.
Yeah.
You didn't come here to stay.
Always,
baby.
Amen.
Just because you're young don't mean you're going to live to get old.
That's right.
Amen. Ain't no guarantee that that pretty hair you got
all right.
going to turn gray.
Hello.
Amen, amen, amen. Irregardless of all the weed you put in, put all the weed, amen. You can get all the color you want and put in it, amen. It's still gonna turn gray.
Yeah.
Hooks are still gonna grow short. Amen. And all that prime and handsome body you got now, hung up on yourself. Arthritis is on its way. Rheumatism is on its way. And you live long enough, you're going to come face to face with it. And you're going to understand what them old folks are talking about. When they say, baby, just keep on living.
Yeah.
That's it.
He learned some realities. First, death is a reality. And baby, you got to be ready. Amen, amen. You got to make preparations. Amen. Because once you die, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Too late. You need to get right with God. Right now.
Right now.
You need to get right with God while you got time.
Yes, sir.
Somebody shout, right now.
Right now.
You need to get it right.
Right now.
Because you don't know. Next minute might be your last.
All right.
I wish I had a witness up
there. Yeah, yeah.